Every year, the Sitka Conservation Society hosts a wild foods potluck. It's an edible celebration of all that can be picked, plucked, hunted, fished, grown, and gathered in Sitka. KCAW's Emily Kwong brought a microphone and an appetite to the gathering.
There was a long table running down the middle of A&B Hall, like the ultimate prelude to a Thanksgiving-sized feast. And every one of those dishes had one or several ingredients that never saw the inside of a grocery store.
I led a 4-H cooking class, and we made currant biscotti and potato gnocchi, the potatoes we grew in our garden.
We brought herring eggs, which is my daughter Emma's all-time favorite.
Yeah.
And then we also brought Sitka blacktail kebabs with a little imported antelope from Wyoming.
That sounds delicious. I haven't eaten anything yet, and I'm so hungry. Wow.
Well, you gotta get to the herring eggs before Emma, because she loves them.
Emma, what do you like about them so much?
I like that they taste like the ocean and they're really crunchy.
Those were the voices of Charlie Wilbur, Jasmine Shaw, Pat, and Emma Hewer. Volunteers soon peeled back the tinfoil on these dishes, and elders were given first access to the bounty. Harriet Belial is the granddaughter of two of the founders of the Alaska Native Brotherhood, Chester Worthington and James Johnson. I asked her what was on her plate.
Herring eggs, and then I got Japanese-made sushi, and salmon dips, and crackers, and goose tongue. The goose tongue, yeah, that they get out there. Right here, the goose
tongue. Many nutrients do you think are on that plate?
I don't know. I don't keep track of that. Really? Yeah.
I then asked Belial whether the subsistence lifestyle was alive and well in Sitka. She said it's taken some hard hits in the age of grocery stores.
What I think is that now less people are going out, you know, and due to the changeover to the cash economy, a lot of people can't afford the going out to get their own.
Jeff Arndt is a subsistence gardener in his fourth year. I asked him what he thought of Sitka's soil when he first arrived.
It was some of the worst soil I ever started with. Yeah, there was no nutrients in it, a lot of volcanic ash. I've been hauling in just massive amounts of seaweed and manure from the Fortress of the Bear. And I also put wood shavings and wood chips in there. So it's really got the soil. It's really starting to come into its own now. Yeah.
How does the soil feel now?
It's starting to feel really loamy. It's got a lot of texture instead of being compressed.
Arndt also feels that Sitka is on the cusp of a renaissance in home gardening.
There's a lot of energy in town to produce our own food and be kind of sustainable. So we might be entering kind of a golden age of home gardening in Sitka. That's my observation.
Of course, it wouldn't be a potluck without something sweet at the end. Chris and Steve Warren won best dessert for a cheesecake with homemade graham cracker crust topped with spruce tip ginger marmalade. The spruce tips were gathered on the far end of Kramer Avenue.
And I'm only telling you this because this isn't like mushrooms where it's like, my secret spot, are you crazy? I would never tell you that. There's abundant spruce tips there, and many people could get more than they could possibly eat a spruce tip anything.
Warren thought the spruce tips would nicely complement the bite of the ginger.
There's something that gets changed when you simmer it all day to get the flavor out of the spruce tips. You literally spend a half a day with it simmering slowly and end up with, of all things, a pink-colored liquid.
It is very labor-intensive food. All of this probably took much longer than most
compared
dishes.
Compared to what, though? That's the question. It's labor-intensive compared to, like, going to work and buying something and then coming back and giving $16 a pound for beach asparagus?
It was a fair point. And soon after, I put down my microphone and scooped myself a big serving of salmon dip. Reporting in Sitka, I'm Emily Kwong.